Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness, produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Your memory's really getting bad. If you don't write it down or post notes for yourself, you won't remember to get the milk, pick the kids up after school, or buy a card for your anniversary. Is it stress, aging, or too much going on that's making you forget? It could be those things.
Or it could be due to a lack of sleep. The impact of sleep on memory is significant, and we're learning more and more about how insufficient sleep affects brain function. Here to explain the sleep-memory connection is Dr. Phyllis Zee, professor in neurology and chief of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Dr. Zee is also director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine and the medical director of the Northwestern Medicine Sleep Disorder Center.
Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Zee. We appreciate your joining us.
Thank you very much.
I don't think the average person is aware of the extent at which sleep helps to solidify memory. Describe that process for us. How does it happen?
Absolutely. So we have to think about, there are two types of memory. First, roughly speaking, one is what we call declarative memory. And this is dependent on a certain region of the brain called the hippocampus that helps with memory formation. And these types of memories tend to be like things that you can learn pretty quickly, like what we call episodic learning. So something, an example of that would be when you learn two like word pairs, associated pairs of words like cat and meow, for example. That may or may not be all that relevant to your daily life. And then there are these non-declarative types of memory, and those would be things like motor memory, sensory memory, things that take a little longer to consolidate, sort of like practicing basketball, shooting a basket accurately, for example. And I say this only because sleep may have different effects on these two different types of memory, both of which, of course, are essential and very important for all of us in our ability to adapt to our changing environment. Sleep is also divided into two major types of, categories. One is called what we call non-REM sleep, and the other is called REM sleep or rapid eye movement sleep. Most of us tend to think about REM sleep as the dream sleep, right, the dreamlike sleep. The non-REM sleep is kind of characterized also by these deep, slow waves. And I say this again because it will be important as we explain the role of sleep in memory formation. So roughly, I think most of us kind of think about sleep as a basic brain state with these two sleep, predominantly types of sleep stages, that during sleep you can optimize memory consolidation. Whereas during waking, when we're awake, we are optimizing. It is a state, a brain state that can optimize for learning or that rapid encoding of memories. So you're really encoding the memory in your neurons. And then during sleep, these memories can get replayed or what we call reactivated. And the reactivation of what you just learned or encoded during the day when you're awake is what is one of the major processes by which we can consolidate the memory or put it into long-term storage. And then, of course, for us to remember what we learn, we have to also retrieve it. So there's these three processes, encoding, reactivation, or long-term memory formation, and then, of course, being able to retrieve that memory when we're asked to say, hey, what did you just remember from last night?
What stage of sleep, then, is best for memory consolidation? You mentioned REM and non-REM. So when do those take place, and which is best for memory consolidation?
So first, let me just describe when those take place. I think it's really important because non-REM sleep, especially that deep sleep or what we call slow-wave sleep, that tends to occur primarily in the first half of the night, so early sleep. Whereas REM sleep, this rapid eye movement, this dreamlike sleep, tends to occur more shortly before you wake up. So in the last 2 or 3 hours in the second half of the night. So it's very interesting because in the old days, or maybe not so old days, but certainly it was classically thought that REM sleep played a important role, perhaps even more important of a role in memory consolidation than that of non-REM sleep. And it indeed does play a role. However, in the more recent times, probably in the last decade or so, there's just been a lot of work on the in looking at non-REM sleep, and particularly this deep sleep. It's important to note that also that this deep sleep, we have a lot of this deep sleep when we're younger. Children have a lot of it, babies have a lot of it. But as we get older, and I don't mean like, you know, 80 years old. I mean even in late middle age, in your late 40s, in your 50s, that amount of deep sleep begins to go down naturally, even in healthy older adults. And of course, in those with memory impairments, such as, you know, cognitive impairment or even Alzheimer's disease, that amount of deep sleep tends to even decrease even further. So that's kind of an important kind of connection between memory. So it's thought that the slow wave sleep, that non-REM sleep, is more important for consolidating what we call that declarative memory, which I spoke about. Those are the episodic memory. These are things that can be learned fairly quickly. They're encoded fairly quickly, such as language, semantic language, learning foreign language, for example. And more classically, the test that has been done is what we call these word associate pairs, like remembering two words that are associated with each other, giving somebody a list of like 80 or 100 of these, and then they learn it, and then they have to remember. It could be like areas, like even spatial memory, like where the map is, you know, where the places are, locations. All of those are thought to be more declarative memory. Non-declarative memory involves other regions. So you can think of more non-REM sleep or deep sleep as being where you reactivate these new encoded memories, what you just learned a few hours ago, for example, during sleep. And then that gets transferred into long-term memory, whereas REM sleep, which is occurring a little bit later into the night, has perhaps a more important role in stabilizing these already transformed long-term memories. So they're both important, but perhaps important in slightly different ways.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
We're talking to Dr. Phyllis Zee about what impact sleep has on memory. Dr. Zee is a professor in neurology and chief of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. You mentioned older adults, and what is interesting about this is people might think of older adults as having a less sharp memory as they age. And now you're also mentioning that it's a biological occurrence that older adults do sleep less. So I'm guessing there is a connection there, and I'm wondering what researchers are thinking of these two things and how they're related. And is it possible that it is that lack of sleep, which seems normal for the age group, that's playing a role in the lack of memory as we age?
Indeed, older adults tend to, in general, sleep less than younger adults. But also, very important is that older adults that have less of that deep sleep as you get older. And older could be just as young as 50s and doesn't have to be, you know, somebody who's 80 years old. So there is this hypothesis, and clearly there are data, I think really a strong amount of data supporting that there is a relationship between the amount of sleep duration with that of memory difficulties and impairments, so low amounts of sleep, amount, duration, is associated with poor memory. On the but more get diving a little deeper, it appears that the lack or the decrease in the amount of deep sleep or slow wave sleep is crucial. So there are studies to show that those older individuals who have less slow wave sleep, it actually, when you do neuroimaging, when you're actually imaging the brain, you can actually see that it's also associated with thinning of the cortex, or this area of the brain where the neurons pretty much reside. So there's a change in the neuronal density associated with deep sleep. We also know that deep sleep is very important for memory consolidation, as we had discussed a little bit earlier. So it is quite possible, and there are several laboratories are studying these, that the lack of deep sleep specifically, and generally the lack of sleep, can decrease the ability to learn and consolidate memory, which in the long term, if it's a chronic sleep deprivation, it could then lead to cognitive impairment that is much more common, as we all know, as we get older.
What about those who choose to use sleep aids? Is that going to produce the same quality of deep sleep needed for memory retention, or is that sort of a patch on basically a very large wound?
It's a wonderful question, and I think my response would be that we don't have enough data looking at the ability or the sleep using hypnotic medications and how that may be improving perhaps memory consolidation. There's very small numbers of studies, some of those are in animals, that tend to suggest that it can also have a beneficial effect on memory consolidation. But it's important to remember that many of the medications that we also use to improve sleep, such for the treatment of insomnia, for example, are medications that enhance GABA, and some of these medications can also negatively affect memory. So it really depends on the type of medication that you're using and also how long the duration of action of these medications. Some of the older sleeping aids, like the benzodiazepines, they also can suppress that deep sleep. So there's just not enough data to support the use of hypnotic medications specifically to be able to improve memory.
I'm curious about the ideal number of hours we need to sleep so that our memories are as sharp as possible. And does it have to be continuous sleep? I know they're saying for adults, 7 to 8 hours. But if you're up in the middle of the night, or if you take a nap during the day, does that count towards anything?
Yeah, it is. It is generally recommended to 7 to 8 hours of sleep for adults. And as you get older, perhaps 7 hours, again, 7 to 8 hours. If you are a young person, children, and particularly young adults, you may need as much as more like 8 to 9 hours. So it does change with age. If consolidated sleep is good, is better than fragmented sleep. So the question is, how many hours of consolidated sleep do you need? Most people do not sleep consolidated and not wake up at all, for those 7 or 8 hours. There's going to be a rhythm. There's probably underlying about a 3 to 4 hour rhythm. Many of us may wake up. So remember, there's that two stages of sleep. There's that non-REM sleep that occurs in the first half of the night. And there may be some brief awakenings in between all of this and then transitioning into the REM sleep. There's perhaps a natural process where sleep can be divided into these two episodes. The first sleep, which is probably this non-REM deep sleep, perhaps very important for memory and metabolic activities. And then there's a second sleep that is predominantly more REM sleep. And maybe, as I said earlier, that one of its roles is really then to stabilize and transform memories that occurred earlier during the night in non-REM sleep. It's what is detrimental is not just the number of hours or the lack of number of hours of sleep, but it's also been shown that just disturbing the sleep, this fragmentation of sleep. Doesn't mean you have to be awake completely, but these very short bursts of arousals, especially if you're already getting into deep sleep, can be just as detrimental to your memory formation as that of getting not enough sleep or hours of sleep.
A look at sleep and memory. Our guest has been Dr. Phyllis Z, professor in neurology and chief of the Division of Sleep Medicine at Northwestern University's Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. Dr. Z is also director of the Center for Circadian and Sleep Medicine and the medical director of the Northwestern Medicine Sleep Disorders Center. Thank you so much, Dr. Z, for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.